Changes at the U.S. Postal Service, like limiting overtime, have raised questions about whether it can handle ballots for November's election. They've also created worries for people who rely on the mail to get life-saving medications. On August 3rd, Zach Matheny's blood thinning medication was filled at his pharmacy and sent out for delivery via the U.S. Postal Service. It never arrived at his home in Columbus.
After about a week, I started getting a little worried, so I went ahead and called the pharmacy. And, you know, after some back and forth after a few days, you know, they essentially gave me the answer along the lines of, well, you know, it might be lost because of everything going on.
He called the pharmacists, and they pointed to mail slowdowns that have dominated headlines. He called the Postal Service, and they couldn't locate his medication. He called his insurance, and they would not approve another refill because his medication is too expensive. So, Matheny has been buying a single blood thinner pill from a community pharmacy every few days when he can afford it. So far, he's spent more than $400. He's hoping that will tide him over until next month, but he's still worried about the consequences of skipping days of his medication.
Oh, I could die. I mean, essentially, the issue with blood clots is if you do not catch it in time, it will move up through your body, get up to your brain, and explode. So, I'm really worried.
He's not alone. Data from before the pandemic showed that residents of Ohio were the most likely to rely on mail order prescriptions. And after COVID hit, more Ohioans opted to get medications by mail to avoid exposure in stores or to save money. Antonio Chacha of the Ohio Pharmacists Association says that in his 10 years there, he has never heard so many complaints about medication delivery delays.
We have heard some extreme anecdotes over the last couple weeks where patients are waiting 1, 2, 3 weeks for their medications.
Central Ohio doctors say the delays are not because of manufacturing issues. They're happening after pharmacists fill orders. There have always been minor issues with medication delivery by mail, but recent complaints indicate that cost-cutting moves at post offices have exacerbated the problem. Moves to decommission some mail sorting machines could make postal delays even worse. Mark Camilli represents Ohio for the National Association of Letter Carriers.
There in the Columbus area, they're not really seeing the major delays that you're hearing being reported across the country. There are in the northern parts of Ohio, there's been more so, but in the Columbus area itself, we're just not seeing that, multiple days of delays now.
Camilli says 1 or 2 days of delays, sure, but not weeks like Zach Matheny experienced. But even a few days delay can harm a person's health, and many Ohioans have no choice but to get their medications through the mail, says Chacha of the Pharmacists Association.
In general, we find that a lot of patients are pressured or forced into mail order. And so a lot of the mail order uptake can be attributed back to requirements by their pharmacy benefit managers or insurers to get their medications through the mail.
He adds that if medications arrive late, they may have been improperly stored and no longer effective. And if medications never arrive, the patient either goes without or pays out of pocket.
This is not going to be life or death for everybody, but for a significant amount of patients that rely on these medications to stay well and stay alive, any type of delay in drug therapy could be the difference between that patient being in the hospital or being in the ground.
Postal officials now say they won't make any more changes in service until after the election. But some lawmakers fear the damage has already been done, and that may continue to affect vulnerable people, those with chronic health issues, in rural areas, veterans, and the elderly. Paige Flager, Side Effects Public Media.